So Rabbi Yana told the Shamish, good, let's get out of here. The Rashbam says, Moshe Chai Sevelech, take me out of here. Les din Tzvila Melech, this guy does not learn anything. Rashi, les din Rashbam, les din Tzvila Melech. El Allahak Shois, this guy, like Rabbi Yudah, only wants to ask questions here. Shein Tzvik Loima, the Dova Kalo Lotarat Klakamon. We meant to say, this kasha is not a kasha. Ask me a club kasha here. Let's get out of here. This guy, like first you told me he's dressed choshev, and he's a choshev a man. Now I see he's neither. He's not dressed fancy, and he's not a choshev a man neither. To ask such a question, that's not a question. Choshev a man will not ask such a question. But for the Gemara, but time in mind, Gemara wants to know, what's the answer though? Chura is a good question. If you tell me now, mata. You're learning out the same type of Yerusha that applies by a father, applies by a mother, so maybe there should be a Pasha of a Bechor also by a mother also. Omer Abaya, Abaya answers back, no. Omer Abaya, I tell you, Omer Kro, the Pasuk says, Bechor Asher Yimotze Loi. By the Pasha of a Bechor, that a Bechor gets two portions, it says, Bechor Asher Yimotze Loi. Everything that's found by him, says Lashon of Loi, the father. So Hidashin Loi V'Loi Lo. Only when a father dies, a father's Yerusha is Alocha B'chor takes two. But not when she dies, not when the mother dies. For the Gemara, but V'Yemeh may be Hanimili B'chor Shino Salmona. That's only if a B'chor married an Namona. Then Taka would say the Din B'chor only applies by the father and not by the mother since she was married once before. But maybe when a Bochor marries the Besula, maybe if a Bochor, they're both getting married the first time, maybe then when they have children, and the mother dies, and she has a Bochor, maybe then the Bochor would get Pishnayim. Because maybe this possibility only applies when the mother was a second time married. But maybe when the mother is the first time married, maybe then there'll be a din b'chor by her also. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, no. Amakor, the Pasuk says, Reishis Oinoi. The Pasha b'chor means the first of Oinoi of the father. Mashma is the first father's child. Oinoi v'loi Oino. Mashma b'chor only applies the father's first son, and has nothing to do with the mother. Whether it's the mother's first son or not, it doesn't make a difference. There's no din b'chor by the mother, only by the father's Yerusha. For tomorrow, no. Ahumi brother, this Yerusha of Oinoi, it says, and not Oino, is Humi Boile, Lobo Acha Nefolim, to Lehevi Bechor Lenachlo. That let's say, first the father had Taka a son, but the wife was Mapil. And then the second child was alive. So lochur is that child is called the bechor for nachla. The loch of neto pishnaim is called the bechor. But it says reishis oinoi vidashin's oinoi means it has to be like his first child that stays alive. We dash it from. How do we dash in it? Mi sheli boy dovolov. It has to be that somebody that when he's died, when the person died, you felt bad about him. Yotzezeb, if your wife had a miscarriage, sheli boy dovolov. You don't feel bad about it that much. That's the drush of Oinoi. It has to be something that li boy dovolov. It has to be somebody, the chor means, is the first one that's born, that if he will die, you'd bother. Rashenka, if a miscarriage, that does not stop the second one from being a bechor. But the Marim came, if that's the only drush of, lay makro, the poshul should have said, ki hu reishis oin. Well, bechor means he's the first of his. Ma Oinoi, what's lashon of Oinoi? Shma mina tarti. The drush of tarti. That Oinoi means to teach us that Halacha of a Bechor only applies by the Yerusha of a father and not by the Yerusha of a mother. For the more of that copy still, Eimah, maybe I should say Hani Mili, maybe this was said only Almoin Shenosav Sula, maybe only if the father married once before. He was already married once. And now he's marrying a second time to a wife that was never married yet. Maybe then the Pasuk says Bechor only applies to the father, not to the mother. Avol Bochor Shenosav Sula, but maybe if the first time both the father and mother are getting married, maybe Hochinami Deshakol. Maybe in such a case when the mother dies and she has a Bechor and another son, maybe the Bechor does take two. So how do you know clearly in all cases there's no din Bechor by the Yerusha of the mother? Ella rather must like this, Ella Omar Rova, Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Loi Mishpat HaBechorah. Mishpat HaBechorah Le'ish, for Loi Mishpat HaBechorah Le'isha. That's the Pasuk of Loi. Loi V'loi Lo, Loi Mishpat HaBechorah. The Pasha of a Bechorah only applies Loi to him by a father when a father is mace. Then there's a Pasha of a Bechorah, but not when a mother is mace. When a mother is mace, then there's no Pasha of a Bechorah. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Omid Beis. In the middle of the Gemara says, V'yo'ish es ishta. That's the Mishnah that a husband yashens his wife. And the Rashbam speaks out clearly here, that afilo hecho dika ben, even in a case where they have a son, still when the mother dies, the husband yashens the mother, not the son. And it brings a raya, shrei habal ein a korov law, like a husband is not really a korov, still he yashens. You see, the husband goes before kurva. That's the din of the Mishnah, that v'yish es ishtoi. When the wife dies, and there's a husband alive, the husband yashens his wife. So the Gemara asks the question, minoha nemili, how do we know this from? The Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who learned the price, it says, v'dash from the posik, she'eroi zu ishtoi. When the posik says, she'eroi, it means your wife. Malamed, it comes to teach us from this posik, she'habal yeres es ishtoi. That's this price, that it's a derisive halacha. Right now we're going the halacha that a husband yashins his wife is midi raisa. So Marius, if so, yochu maybe af hi tirishenu, maybe the opposite way also. When a husband dies and there's a wife alive, maybe the wife should yashin a husband. So Marius says no. Talmud Leima, the pasuk says v'yorash oiso, that he yashins her. So we dashin who yerish oiso. He, the husband, yashins his wife. But the ain he yerishes oisoi. But she does not yashin his wife. So we dashin from this pasuk. Now the Gemara asks the question, v'ho'kro'o lav ho'chiksivi. The pasuk does not talk like this. The pasuk is not talking about that the husband should yashin his wife. Because really what the Pasuk says, this is the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Chav Zayin, like we had before, that the Pasuk says, V'yemein achim li'oviv, if there's no brothers to the father, unesatem es nachalosoi li'sheiroi, hakorav elov mimimishpachtoi, v'yorash oiso, v'ois lovnei Yisrael, l'chukas mishpat, l'kashati v'ashem es moisho. So the Pasuk now is talking about, so if anything, if you want to dash in the word lisheiroi, should mean the wife, it's mashm here, unesatem es nachalosa lisheiroi, that you should give the nachla to the wife. So how do you say with dashing from this posik, that the Yerusha of the wife goes to the husband from the next part of it that says, v'yorash oiso, but from the word lisheiroi, it's mashmo nesatem es nachalosa l'sheiroi, that you should give your nachlo to the wife. So how could you dash from here to dash the opposite way to say that it means that the husband yashins his wife? So more answers like this. Omer Abayas says, Tiratochi, answer the postik like this. I think we're going to like split the postik in half and say like this. V'nosatem es nachalosoi, skip the word l'sheiroi, and dashin l'korav elov, and give the nachla to somebody that's close to him, like we dashin before, a father yashin's a son. Now, sheiroi v'yorash oiso, and when there's a wife, what's the loch of a wife? V'yorash oiso, then the loch of a wife is that a husband yashin's his wife. So like splitting this word l'sheiroi, take it out of place, and put it on later as if to say, v'yomash oisa, that the husband yashins his wife. See, Imam is splitting the pasuk in half. So this the Gemara asks back, Omar Rava, Rava asks back to Abaya, Sakino Harifa, Mystical Kroi, like with a sharp knife, can you cut the pasuk in half? And that's not the way you read the pasuk. The pasuk says, Unesatem es nachalosa l'sheiroi. You should give the Yerusha to the sheiroi. So if you're telling me now here, sheiroi means the wife, will be mashma, the Yerusha goes to the wife. Elamite has to be the way we dashed before. One drasha was that the Asheru means the father. Then the case where a son dies and he has no sons, so then if his father is alive, the father yashins. So how do we dash from here that it means a husband yashins the wife? So Mar answers like this. Elo Omar Rav, Rav answers like this. Hochi koma. This is what the pasuk means to say. Unesatem es nachalas. She'eroi loy. That's the way we should read it. Even though it says an extra, it says the word nachalosoi and l'sheiroi, it's like we'll soon see, kosova, that Rava holds, goyren umoisifin v'dorshin. You let it take off from one word, add on to another word, to make it drosha. It's like here, even though the pasuk says, unisatem es nachalosoi l'sheiroi, there's the extra vav on the word nachalosoi. It says, doesn't say nachalas. It says nachalosoi. And it does, the next word is not sheiroi. It says lishayroi. So there's a vav and a lamid. So Rav says we should read the pasuk. It means to say like this. Unesatem es nachalas. Take out the word vav. Sheiroi. The nachla, to give the nachla of the wife. Loitim. Like take off the vav from the word nachalosoi. And take off the word lamid from l'sheiroi and make a loy out of it. And read it, unesatem es nachalas sheiroi loy. Give the Yerusha of his wife to him. So that's how we darshan that a husband yashins his wife. And that's called the kosava, Rav holds, we could darshan the Torah of goyren umoisifin v'darshan. We could take off and add on to other places. So that's one way to dashin pshat na mishnah that a husband yashins his wife. Now the Gemara says, v'hai tana, another tana, maisi lemihocha. He will learn it out from another brice, from another drosha. The tani will learn like this. The pasuk says, v'yorash oiso, that he yashins her. That's the end of this pasuk. V'yorash oiso. So this alone teaches us, melamed, it comes to teach us, shehabal yoris eshishtoi, that a husband yashins his wife. Different Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. From the end of the pasuk alone, we can learn out that a husband yashins his wife. Rabbi Yishmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, Ein etzorach, I do not have to learn it out from this pasuk. Harehi Weimer, but rather learn it out from another parasha in Bamidbar. That at the end of Bamidbar it says, a pasuk of, V'chol bas yoreshes, Nachalos, Nachalo, Mimatois b'nei Yisrael, Li'echot mi'mishpachas. The what? So it says what? That really the pasuk is talking about there, that when a daughter gets married, she should try and get married into the same Shevet that her father comes from. Let's say her father was from Shevet Reuven, so she should also try and marry a husband from Shevet Reuven. Especially if there are no sons, she's the only daughter. So in the case that she's going to yashin her father from Shevet Reuven, so if her husband is also from Shevet Reuven, the Yerusha will still stay in Shevet Reuven. So in this pasuk I see that when the wife dies, the husband yashins his wife. That's this pasuk of V'chol bas yereshes nachlo mimatos b'nei Yisrael li'acha mimishpocha. So b'hasovas habal akosim edaber. But the pasuk is talking about that when a wife dies, a husband yashins his wife. So therefore, from this pasuk is like teaching us that when a girl looks for a husband, she should look for a husband from the same shevet as her father. As if to say that when she's going to yashin her father, her chelik will still stay in the same shevet. Because, true, from here we see that when she will die, her husband will yashin her.
So if she has children, her children will go after her husband, it's also Shevet Reuven. And even if she's not going to have children, her husband would yashin her. So from here we see this klal, b'hasov as habal hakosin medaber, that her husband yashins his wife. For Yoyme, we have another pasuk also in that pasuk that says, v'loy tisov nachlo levnei Yisrael, mimato al mato, you should not change around the nachlo. In other words, when you're getting married, you have to be careful that from the Yerushas, the Nachla, the property, should not change from one Shevet to another Shevet. For Yomer, another Pasuk in the same Pasha, for Lo Tisav Nachla, Mimato, Lamato, Achar. Also, do not do things to change the Yerusha, the Nachla, from one Shevet to another Shevet. We'll soon explain why we have to bring all these different Sukkim for. We're all trying to prove the same thing, that you have to be careful, because the halacha is that when a wife dies and there is a husband alive, the husband yashins his wife. Therefore, we have to try and make it as best as possible that the Yerusha should still stay in the same Shevet and not travel from one Shevet to another Shevet. V'yomer, there's another pasuk in Yeshua that says, V'Elazar ben Aaron meis, and Elazar the son of Aaron died. V'yikberu oisai, and they buried him b'Givas Pinchas benoi, in the place Givas, which belonged to his son Pinchas. Mashma, not that this belonged to Eliezer first, and Pinchas yashined it from his father, but rather Pinchas received it from someplace else. How was it? The pshat was, how did Pinchas own this that did not belong to Eliezer before? Elephant, this pasuk we see Malamed comes to teach us Shenosa Pinchas Isha, that Pinchas married a wife, Umeso, and his wife died, V'Yirush, and Pinchas yashined his wife, and from that Yerusha got this place Givas, and this place Givas, that's where Pinchas buried his father Eliezer. So another pasuk that's mashma this yisaim yisaid, that a husband yashins his wife. V'yomer, there's another pasuk of divra yovim, divra yomim v'shoguv, hoiled es yor, and soguv gave birth to yoyer, v'yiloy esrim v'sholosh orim, v'yeretz agilad, and yoyer owned 23 cities in Eretz Gilad. So mashma, it belonged to himself, and not that he got it from Yerusha, from his father. The question is, v'chiminayin liyoyer,